For the first time in more than 30 years, the Navy and Marines are conducting large-scale exercises on the far western Aleutian island of Adak. The training is designed to test the military's Arctic capabilities, and the Aleut Corporation hopes it signals renewed interest from the military in the abandoned Navy base there. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, it's not clear yet if the Navy is committed to a more permanent presence on the remote Aleutian island.
It's cloudy, windy, and the rain oscillates between a drizzle and a downpour. So, by Aleutian standards, pretty mild conditions. But for the Marines, speeding over waves to try and land on the beach, a lot more dicey than where they usually train in Southern California.
You can't simulate this.
Rear Admiral Cedric Pringle is in charge of 15,000 seamen and Marines, many of whom are in Alaska for the first time as part of these exercises.
From a Navy Marine standpoint, we looked at this exercise as an opportunity to conduct training in a very, very challenging environment.
The idea is for the Navy to move hundreds of Marines and tons of vehicles and equipment from a ship out in the Bering Sea onto Adak. It's part of this month's Arctic Expeditionary Capabilities exercise, staged simultaneously in Adak and Seward.
That's exactly what we would do in a combat situation. That's exactly what we would do in a humanitarian assist situation as well.
Not long after Pringle leaves the beach, what looks like a cross between a speedboat and an industrial fishing barge cruises into view beyond a misty green mountain. It's the military's version of a hovercraft for moving troops and equipment from a warship to land, and it heaves onto the shore with a swirl of sea spray and sand. Off come Marines and Humvees. A compact green bulldozer rolls down and starts trundling down the beach grass. Watching all of this is a delegation from the Aleut Corporation, which owns much of Adak. And CEO Thomas Mack is thrilled.
The Aleut Corporation is very pleased that the military is here, and we look forward to a continued relationship with the military going forward.
Aleut's hoping the Navy will reestablish some kind of permanent presence on the island, whether that's basing personnel here or regularly conducting trainings. Mack says Adak offers the military a strategic location.
With the opening of the Arctic, with the different things that are going on geopolitically in the world, Adak is in a place that the U.S. needs to utilize, and we want to be a part of that.
What makes Adak different from other Alaska communities lobbying for military assets and the federal dollars that they bring is that almost every building on the island once did belong to the military. After World War II, the island hosted a naval air station, which housed 6,000 service members, as well as their families. After the Cold War, the federal government closed its base on Adak, and under a transfer agreement, the Aleut Corporation purchased most of the military's land and facilities. There's now a small permanent civilian population here, many of whom work at a fish processing plant. On a windy ridge above the beach, you can see cul-de-sacs filled mostly with vacant houses.
It's just a very, very, very strange place. I'm looking at the footprint from the old McDonald's. It makes no sense how any of this is here. It feels like a factory town from the early 60s was just deposited on this very windy, weathery, beautiful island. And now it's all empty.
This large imprint is a problem for Adak's viability as a town. Paul Fuse is the military liaison for the Aleut Corporation. He says if the Navy came back, it would go a long way towards reviving the town.
They would be an anchor tenant, and one of the challenges for the community here is that the base was so big before that all the utilities are on too large a scale to operate.
Fuse says if the military returned, it would turn what are liabilities for the local government and Aleut Corporation into opportunities for national defense. Dilapidated barracks in the hills, for example, are ideal for urban warfare training. Fuse says the subarctic environment, which threw the exercise's timelines into disarray, is actually a selling point.
Yeah, we've had weather, but, you know, when you're in a war, you don't get to pick your weather. So that's why, I mean, they like it. It's a challenge. They want to challenge their troops.
Weather is hardly the only barrier for increased activity. Adak is more than 400 miles from the nearest population hub, Unalaska, and over 1,200 miles from Anchorage. But with melting Arctic sea ice, the Aleut Corporation envisions a possible cargo shipping hub on Adak. Fuse says if they can get the military committed to increasing its presence, that might bring compounding benefits from rising commercial interest in the island.
We've done everything that we can to show them that they'd be welcome here and that we're ready to facilitate anything that they want to do.
Asked whether the Navy plans to reestablish a permanent presence on ADAC, the spokesperson for the Third Fleet said, quote, potential basing in Alaska is something the Navy is looking at, but the specifics are pre-decisional at this point. In the meantime, the military and policymakers have to figure out where Alaska fits in the country's approach to national defense and a warming planet. In ADAC, I'm Zachariah Hughes.